Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And if you just tuned in, we're glad you're here. And if you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And speaking of high intelligence, Pam Danziger is our guest. She's a very smart lady. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Unity Marketing, the author of a number of books, including Let Them Eat Cake, and I think this is the new one, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Pam Danziger, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. It's great to be with you.
Good to have you back. That's the new one, right?
Yeah, Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. Yes, indeed.
I hope that's a sign. I hope that title is a foretelling of things to come, Pam. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But I think what you want to talk about first is travel. What have you learned? I know you've done some research recently on how people are traveling. Are you talking about traveling for fun?
Well, I mean, it's traveling for fun and traveling for business. And as you know, the luxury consumers are the ones, they're in the top business. They have the responsibilities in business. They're managers or owners of their own business. And we found in our research, we surveyed over 1,500 luxury consumers and found out more than 40% say that they are going to travel and spend more this year on luxury travel, which, I've been doing research
What would that mean? What does luxury travel mean?
What it essentially means is so much of travel is luxury. So it means, getting on the road and maybe not staying in the Motel 6, but staying in a more premium hotel.
Right.
Such as Sheraton, that would be like a premium brand. I mean, they don't have to go as far as St. Regis.
Right.
But in that kind of level of travel.
You know what I think it means? I think it means in 2009, 2010, when the owner or the manager had to travel, they got on the plane, they went coach back in the back with the hibachis and the livestock, and they went, they did their business and they came home.
Right.
I think luxury travel now is going to mean that they take the spouse, they go 2 days early, and they spend a couple of days wherever the business is, do the business, and then come home. I think that's what it means.
Well,
what do you think?
There's no question about that. People are utilizing these travel opportunities.
But the reason I say that is not, my point is not that you bought a lot more expensive things or maybe even upgraded the suite, but you just sort of tacked on some extra time maybe or something like that. What do you think?
Well, what's really interesting, and if we look at how these luxury consumers, these affluent consumers travel, is they really want to maximize their investment in the pain and the suffering that you go through on the airlines, as well as the time and the money you spend, and they're using rewards points. And I find it interesting that the affluent people, the ones with the money who need them the least, in effect, are utilizing rewards points more. So
that's
all about maximizing their investment. And I know you have an investment person coming on, after me. And I think if we want to characterize these luxury consumers today, that's what they're doing. They want to maximize their investment in spending. And that means you've really got to deliver on, in terms of travel, they're really looking to rewards programs to give them those kind of benefits. But when it comes to luxury consumer goods, they're looking for real value for the money that they spend.
Well, and another thing that luxury travelers have done, in line with what you were just saying, it's not just about the points and the traveler rewards, but they've learned how to maximize that system.
Yes.
See, we've had people on the show with airlines that have taught my audience how to maximize that. For example, everybody knows that you can have your own frequent flyer number with an airline, right? But a lot of people don't know that you can have one for your business too. So when you're travel for business, you can put both numbers in and double your miles.
That's right.
People don't realize that.
I just got back from New York City where I was with, working now, I'm working with Starwood's Preferred Guest Program.
Mm-hmm.
And they have just announced, and you know, I advise your audience to find out more about this, but they just announced some significant improvements to their reward program. And, you know, one of the most important that I think is the 24-hour check-in. So they've now allow you to figure, you know, to, if you get into London at 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. you can actually check in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
So it's a brand-new program that is live, but it's going to be very, I mean, it really has got features that are going to mean something to people who are, you know, traveling a lot and, mm-hmm. and need that kind of, you know, return on those investments.
And I'll tell you something else. These companies, if they can identify you as a frequent customer, they take that very seriously, and you can tell they kick their game up a notch when they discover that, don't they?
That's really true. And, you know, small business owners are, you know, on the road now more because, you know, fortunately, business is starting to come back, and it's drawing people out.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it all by telephone. I mean, there's something about looking in people's eyes and shaking hands and rubbing shoulders.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely.
That means something.
Well, exactly. And so, folks, think about, you know, if you see people who are look like they're roughing it a little smoother than you are, and you're thinking, well, maybe they're one of those luxury travelers that Pam was talking about. You know what? They may not have any more money than you, but they may have learned how to use those points and those reward systems, and all this extra stuff that they seem to have, they might not be paying anything for it.
That's right. Just a penny. It's a good system, and that's again what the luxury consumers are doing, and they're utilizing all the tools and maximizing their investment.
Let me throw another thing out at you. Credit cards.
Yep.
If you can pay more of your bills and your business on a credit card, those accrue points that you can use for luxury travel, for example.
That's right. Well, we've done some pretty fancy trips on our American Express card,
mm-hmm.
our corporate one, just
mm-hmm.
from points alone. So
absolutely,
it really is very valuable to look into these things,
mm-hmm. folks. And so you might be saying, "Well, I don't travel very much, but I bet you do have a lot of bills that you pay." Find out those that you can pay with a credit card and consolidate those on one card, some MasterCard or an American Express or something like that. You'd be amazed at what. And as Pam says, she's done it. We've done it. And you don't have to be a frequent traveler to be able to get those points. Pam, give us the website, please, and tell us where they can find your research.
UnityMarketingOnline.com. And I have a blog and a newsletter, so people can sign up
be
for
Be sure to check
one.
That up. And Putting the Lux Back in Luxury is the new book by Pamela N. Danziger. She and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.